We are recording.
Danny.
Hi.
Can we once again dedicate our learning to the refuah of Eddie Pura, Rafael, Yehuda, Ben Devara, Bela?
What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Rafael, Yehuda, Alter, Ben Devara.
Rafael, Yehuda, Alter, Ben Devara.
Yeah.
Okay, so is he still intubated? Still on the ventilator? Oh, wow.
The last I heard is basically everything was still the same. That wasn't too long ago.
That's a month.
Oh. Yeah, it's a long time.
Okay. Rosh Lema. So what I'm going to do now is mostly a recap of the Tazrim Mitzora from 3 years ago, because I'm lazy. And if anyone remembers it, that's wonderful. And the Parsha is particularly resonant, obviously. It's all about plagues and isolation and contamination. And don't even talk about wearing a mask. The Mitzvah has to al-safa mi'ateh. So we kind of feel the Parsha of Tazria Mitzvah of the Tzarat a little bit more this year. So obviously, Torah is specifically a miraculous religious kind of illness, and we're not going to attribute anything. You're not going to say this is happening because of some particular sin, but it's always good to do a cheshbon and nefesh, always to look at, if things are happening, to think about, well, what can I do better? Not saying that this was caused by it, but what can I do differently? And this was a nice little article from Texas Jewish Post, actually, talking about a quote from Rav Kanievsky saying that with the coronavirus pandemic, make a special effort to refrain from Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Let's watch what we're speaking. As the Talmud states, lepers banished to be outside the camp, separate from all, because of evil words and separated husband and wife. Therefore, you must be separated. We're all isolated from each other, so we're going to make sure not to engage in Lashon Hara. That's classically what's attributed to as a punishment for the sin of Lashon Hara, talking bad about other people. And where that comes from actually is not from this week's parsha. Look at this week's parsha, all about Sarat, all about the plagues and the person, the clothing, the house, but never assigns a moral value to it. Doesn't say it's good, it's bad, it's just there. And if you get this, then here's the procedure for getting rid of it. Yes, you should get rid of it. The idea that there's something wrong with Sarat actually comes from from the Parsha Devarim in Mishra A, where it says, "Yishamer b'negat tzarat." You should be careful. Shamer is always a misat losa say. You should not get tzarat. Yishamer b'negat tzarat. Be careful of the plague of tzarat. Lishmor ma'od. Be very careful about it. Laso and do everything. V'chol asher yoru etchem ha'kohanim alavim. Whatever the kohanim teach you. Kasher tzvitim tishmu laso. Whatever they tell you, do that. And next pasuk, Zachar et Asher asah Hashem lekecha leMiriam b'derech b'tzeitchem Mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam when you left Egypt. That's that connection. That's the key thing, because we know what happened with Miriam, that she spoke about Moshe, and then she got Sarat, and then they had to wait. She was outside the camp. They had to wait for her. So the fact that the Torah connects those two things, be careful, Sarat, and remember what happened to Miriam, that's the hint. And that's the way Rashi puts it in source 3. Excuse me. In Batil is a hair. Shalot tilakeh b'sarat. If you want to be careful not to be struck by tzarat, al tzaper lashon hara. Then avoid lashon hara. Zachar ha'asui l'miriam. Remember what happened to Miriam. Shadibra ba'achkeha. Lakta b'negaim. Remember what happened to Miriam. She spoke about her brother and was struck by this plague. And then Ibn Ezra, on this pasuk in Devarim, says, "Hine raya al drash." This is a proof for the fact that we make a drash al tikri mitzora. It doesn't mean mitzora, ela motzi shem ra. That mitzora is short for motzi shem ra, saying bad things about someone else. And if you know something about all the Mefarshei Torah, this is pretty amazing, Ibn Ezra, because Ibn Ezra is always very pshat oriented. Doesn't bring in drashot. What he's saying here is that it's over in our parsha by Yikra. about Mitzorah, talking about Lashon Hara is a drush. There's no hint in the text itself about that. But in Devarim, that's Pshat. Clearly, the Torah is saying, be careful about Sarat and don't do what Miriam did. So that's where we get that connection. That Sarat is a punishment for Lashon Hara. When we look at these two parshas together, there's kind of a sequence of Negaim, of these plagues, that starts with its Sarat on the skin, then goes to the hair, then goes to clothing, and then houses. And in the middle of that, we've got this ceremony about purification, which involves the two birds, which I always like to say, because Rashi points out they use birds because the birds are always substituting. They're always twittering. And for 1,000 years, no one had any idea the connection between Twitter and Lashon Hara. Until now, we know exactly what, because everyone's tweeting, and that's all where the Lashon Hara comes from. So now we know why they use that birds. But overall, we have this sequence of different plagues that go in order. And the Rambam says that basically it's going from the most serious to the most benign. And that when it actually happens, it goes the reverse. Houses, skin, houses, clothing, skin. This is where the Rambam puts it about Sarat. Source 5. Sarat ishem ha'amor b'shutfut. Kolel inyanim harbe. The word sarat, which often translates leprosy, is clearly not leprosy, is a term that's used for a lot of different ideas that are in the Torah. She'en domin lezeh, they have nothing to do with one another. All these different kinds of lesions are not the same thing. She'ere lo ben or adam kore sarat, that having a white spot on the skin, that's called sarat. Yipilak tzar seyar harosh or zaken kore sarat, and having a bald spot in the hair or the beard, that's called sarat. Yishinoi ein begadim or batim kore sarat, and changes in the appearance of clothing or of a house, that's also sarat. Yishinoi ha'amor begadim or batim, and these kind of changes that happen in clothing and houses, shenekru torat sarat, the Torah is calling sarat, the shutfut Hashem, it's a homonym. It's using the same term for a lot of different things. It's miraculous. It has nothing to do with the way the world normally works. You might have skin lesions, but the colored spots on walls, that doesn't happen. Otupele is a sign, it's a wonder. Hayab Yisrael, Kedela Haziran B'Lashon Hara. It was something that Hashem gave to warn them about Lashon Hara. Why? Hashem Saper B'Lashon Hara. That because if someone says Lashon Hara, God's going to punish him. Mishtanot kiruto beito. First thing, something he gets a sign on the side on his walls, green red spot on the walls. Yimchazar bo yitaher abayit and does tshuva, things are better. Then the house is purified. Yimab risho ad shehutas abayit, and if you refuse to do any better and knock the house down, then mishtantin klei haor shebe beito. Then his furniture starts getting these colored spots on it. What he's sitting on, what he's lying on. Getting a little closer, these lesions. And if he does tshuva, then things get better. But he stays in his wickedness. Until they need to burn these items. Then his clothing goes from furniture now on, and now these spots are on the clothing. And if he does tshuva, then he gets pure. Im abi risho, but if he refuses to do tshuva from his lashon hara, ayachi is refu, until he needs to burn the clothing, mishena oro. That's where it goes to the actual person, to the hair, and then to the skin. Mitzarat, he gets the sarat. Be a muvdal, and he'll be separated from the rest of the society. Mufursam lebadao, and become, he'll be publicly alone. Ayachi yitasek b'sichat harashayim. So he will not be able to say Lashon Hara anymore, because he will not be able to speak to anybody else. And to do his late sanut, his cynicism, mockery, and Lashon Hara. About Inyan Zeh, Masir B'Torah, and that's why the Torah warns us, Omer, Hishomer B'Negah Sarat, be careful about Sarat. Zachor Asher Asa Hashem L'Kechel Miriam B'Dera. Remember what happened to Miriam. That's the connection there. And that's the way we generally understand what Sarah is all about. You know, it's a punishment question. Hara Hashem is, it's a bad thing. What's interesting that Rashi seems to have a different perspective. He looks at Sarah Habayit, having the lesions in the house. This first thing that the Rambam says is going to happen, and he looks at the way that the Pasuk talks about it, middle of the Parsha of Sarah, Surah 6. Kitabo el Eretz Kanan, Asher Ani Noten Lachem Lachuzah. For it says, when you come to Canaan that I'm giving you as inheritance, Natati Negat Sarat Bebet Eretz Achuzakem, and I will place this lesion of Sarat in one of the houses of your inheritance. Uvashar Loa Bayit Begila Kohen Lemor, and then the person whose house it is has to go to the Kohen and say, Kenega Nira Liba Bayit, I think I've got a problem. He's not supposed to diagnose himself. He's supposed to go to the Kohen and says, they need you to look at my house. The Kohen commands, and they have to empty the entire house out. Before the Kohen comes and to look at the lesion, and therefore, when the Kohen comes, he says, it's Tame, everything in the house becomes Tame. This way, he gives you a chance to take everything out. Then the Kohen comes, he will see this. And Rashi's looking at this, and says, it says, V'natati negat sarat b'bayit. I'm going to give this lesion of sarat. And that's Surah 7. Surahi lahab. This is good news. Surah generally means good news. Shenagim ba'im alayhem. That these plagues happen. Why? V'fi shehitminu amorim matzmoniyot shazahav b'kirot batehem. Because they're coming to the land of Canaan, and the natives had realized Israel was coming, and they would bury, they would hide their valuables in the walls. For 40 years, they'd be hiding all their valuables, trying to keep it away from the Israelites, because they knew we were coming inevitably.
COVID-19 killed them because they treated them for COVID-19.
And because Hashem will say, well, I will give you this lesion in the wall of the house, you have to take this, you have to extract it, knock out this particular spot in the walls, and you'll find these hidden treasures in there.
He worked with all these really sick people with COVID-19, and he said, what happens before you have a symptoms is your body's oxygen levels start to drop.
Sorry, Jerry, we can hear you. And then the way the Mizrahi explains Rashi is that what he's looking at is this word natati. Right? The Pasuk says over here, I will give you negasarat. And if it's not a good thing, then locane, my natati negasarat. Why have the word natati? Shem is telling you I'm gonna give you this plague. Negasarat kitiye mibayle. You should say negasarat if there's a negasarat. That's the way it ever says everywhere else. Moshe tu b'negei adam, nega tzraki tiyeh b'adam. Everywhere else it says, if a lesion happens, then you have to, here's the procedure what to do. Here, this is a gift. And the parallel is, when you look at the Devarim, about this idea, when you're coming to the land, and Hashem promises to give you everything in the land. And that's the parallel that Rashi is looking at in Source 9. This is in Yad Kanan. When you come to the land, again, the same parallel to our pasuk, Kitavo Eretz Kanaan, that I promised your ancestors, to give you, right? And parallel to our Anitcher Ninyotain Lachem, and you're going to get Arim Gedolot, Vitavor Ashil Banita, you'll get all these cities, these wonderful huge cities that you didn't build, Batim Laim Koltu Vashalom Mileta, houses that are full of all sorts of goodness that you didn't have to fill. And pits that are full of wine that you don't have to fill, vineyards, olive trees that you didn't plant, you will be happy. So here, Hashem is promising houses full of all this wealth, and obviously here he's saying, I'm going to give you this land, and I'm going to give you Negev Sarat, because that's where you're going to find these houses that are full of all this wealth. And so that's a very different way of looking at this tzarat. This is not that Hashem is giving you a punishment. He's giving you this opportunity. He's giving you a reward. And what's interesting about Rashi, if you look at the Rashi, he's actually combining two different sources. So it's worth going back to the original Midrashim that Rashi's quoted. The first one is quoted in the Gemara, it's the Tara Kohanim, it's the Sifra, in source 10. Natati nega tzarat. I will give, or I will place, this lesion of tzarat. Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'sirahi lahem. This is the news. Sheba'im aleim negaim. That you are going to get negaim. And what Rashi says over there, when he's looking at the Gemara, not that it's good news necessarily, but just it's a promise. It's a prediction. B'sirahi lachem, that this is a prediction. This will happen. This is not a if it happens. We know this can happen. Source 11, b'sirahi lachem. Shekatuv mevastran shatid liyo. Pasuk is telling us this will happen. Afal pisha debar rahu. Really, it's bad. So this is Rashi. Same Rashi in our parsha that says this is such a good thing. They're going to find these treasures. In the Gemara, quoting the Sifra, saying, no, it's a b'sirah, it's the news, but it's not good news. And the other half of that Sifra, source 10, Rabbi Shimon says, no, natati negat sarat, that it has to be given by Hashem, parat nega'e anasim. That tells you that this doesn't apply to a negative lesion that was anus, that had to happen. The Malbim understands that's for things that happen naturally. That sarat is something that's natati, that Hashem is putting on there. You get mildew on the walls, that's not sarat, you have to knock your house down. You may want to, but that's a separate issue about mold problems. But it's not sarat, it's not this miraculous thing. Natati means it's coming from Hashem. So where does the treasure hidden in the walls come from? That's the Vayikra Rabba. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kevin Sheshamu Kananim Shi Yisrael Ba'im. As soon as the Kananim heard that Bnei Israel were coming, Ba'im Aleihem, coming to them, Amdu Vitminim Mamonam Bebatim Usadot. They went and they hid their money in their houses and their fields. Amar Karsh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, Ani Hiptakti Labotehem. I promised their ancestors, Shani Machnis Et Bnei'hem Le'eretz Mliyah Kol Tuv. That I promise that they'll come to a place that's full of all this goodness there. Shenamar, as we quoted the pasuk, Batim Leim Kol Tuv, that the houses will be full of all this goodness. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Oseh, what is Hashem doing? Megaret Negaim Veto, he causes these lesions to happen in the house. Sotro, and then so the person will knock it down. Umotseh Bosima, and he'll find treasure in there. Right? In case you're wondering where the Hebrew name Sima comes from, it's Aramaic for treasure. So that's the other half. And so Rashi is going out of his way to look at Tzarat as being a positive thing. Let's Tzarat abide at least, which Rambam says is this first step, as being a positive thing. You'll get this reward. You knock a hole in your the walls of your house, you'll get all this money. This is a good thing. You'll find this hidden treasure there. And he continues on. Actually, before we say that, looking at the way the Ramban looks at this same Gemara about it being a basura, it's news, it's a prediction. But the good news isn't that you're going to knock the walls down and get money out of this. It's the fact that the very fact that Hashem is doing this means you have a relationship with Hashem. That's a miracle. You may be punished, but at least you have some kind of connection to God. And that's source 13. That Tzarat only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shehi Nachlat Hashem. That's the inheritance of God. Because it says that Kitavol Eretz Canaan. Asher Anino Ten Lachem Lachuzat. When you will come to the land of Canaan, that I am giving you as an inheritance. Veina Davar Mitnei Heyotov Chovat Karka. And this is not like other mitzvot that are Tliyot Ba'aretz, like Truman Maser, that you can only fulfill in Israel because it's something that's inherent. The mitzvah only applies, but this is not a mitzvah. This is a statement of what's going to happen. But nay, shelo yavo ha'inyan nahu. But because here, this sort of thing will never happen. Ela be'eretz hanivcheret, and except in the chosen land, our share Hashem hanichbad shochem b'tocha, that God Himself, that the Shekhinah is dwelling in it. But the fact you get the tzarat in Eretz Yisrael tells you that Eretz Yisrael is a holy place. to our Kohanim, and in the Sifra, Yeshua explains further, that none of this happened until after they actually conquered, they divide the land, they actually had settled the land, not just when they entered. When everyone knows, this is my achuzah, this is my land. The reason being, because then they were at peace, that's when they could know God, that's when the Shekhinah, that's when we can feel the presence of Hashem in the land. If you feel it's a holy land, that's when Tzaraat is possible. So it's a very different way of looking at this Besura. Here's the news. That's the news of the fact that Hashem is going to give this to you. That's the gift. Yeah, it's a punishment, but it tells you that Hashem is close. It comes, you know, it's one of these, it's a play that comes with a message here. Coronavirus, we have no idea how to learn the message there. I have no idea what to do with it. But Rashi is saying, no, that's actually, you're going to make money off of this. This is a positive thing. It's a reward.
Abba?
Yeah.
Could it be that, like, it's a punishment of the houses, it's the punishment on the enemy's houses? In other words, that's why in this case it's a bad thing, but it's a punishment for them for Asher Lohab, like for withholding their houses from Bnei Yisrael.
I like that. I'm trying to remember. I saw that, and that's I think that's the Meshech Chachma who argues that difference. I have to go look at it. Somebody brought that idea up. That's not what I'm going to look at it as. That right? There's a difference that, you know, we're punishing the Amoraim, as it were, had that we're destroying their Avodah Zarah kinds of things.
Right.
But why would that be a punishment?
It's a punishment on the houses. That, I don't know.
Maybe part of that was. So, I mean, that's the idea. That's not quite where I want to go with that. Because, again, Rashi goes out of his way to say, this is all a good, Tzaraat HaBayit is a good thing. You should look forward to your Tzaraat HaBayit, even though it's been given to you because you said Lashon Hara. Another example, the same thing, that part of the mitzvah is that you call the Kohen up, tell him, I've got a problem, I think I have Tzaraat. You don't say you have Tzaraat, you're not going to diagnose it yourself. Kohen has to diagnose it. But before the Kohen comes, you take all your stuff outside, so it doesn't become tummy. Rashi says, that's a favor to you. Source 14. Loi tameh kol asher b'bayit. That which is in the house should not become tummy. She'im lo yifnu, because if you don't clear the house out, yavoh kohen v'yira nega, kohen's going to come and diagnose it as tzaraat. Nizkak lasker. And he'll say, okay, we're going to close it off. V'kol mash betocha yitma, and then everything inside is tummy. So we're going to allow you to save your things by taking them out. The Midrash is very different. The Midrash says, no, having to take your things out of the house, that's part of the punishment. Because what part of what Tzaraat is for being stingy, and this is the way Beik Rabba puts it, verse 15, Adam omer l'chavera, hashileni kavchitim. Person says to their friend, let me borrow a bushel of wheat. Omer lo einli. The person says back, I have nothing. I can't give you anything. Kavsarim, can you lend me a bushel of barley? Ainly. Nope, I got nothing to offer you. Kav tamarim, give me some dates? Ainly. Nothing. Yisha omer lechaberta, a woman says to her friend, hashileni napa, let me borrow a sieve. You omer ainly. I don't have one. I can't let you lend it. I can't let you borrow. Hashileni kivra, let me have a sifter. Omer ainly. I don't have anything. Right? If you're being stingy, I'm not going to let anyone else have any of my things. Ma kadosh baruch hu osa, what does Hashem do? Makes the Legion of Tzaraat happen in the house. So that's why he's going to have to take all of his things out of his house. So everyone else will see everything that he had in his house. We'll know exactly what he had. You told me you didn't have anything. You couldn't let me borrow even the littlest thing. Look how much wheat, how much barley, how many dates you have in your house. That part of the punishment is having to empty a house and show in public how stingy you've been. Again, Rashi says, okay, we're going to try to help you here. Everyone else is trying to arguing, no, this is part of the punishment here. So, our scroll, if you look at the commentary on the parsha, says, Enachinami, you're right. They're different. In other words, They're two very different explanations are given by the sages and cited by the commentators. And that Rashi simply says that Tzaraat HaBayit is something very different from the other Tzaraat, and that it's not a punishment, it's a reward. I propose there's something a little more subtle there. That Tzaraat really is a bad thing. It's the same thing as all the other Tzaraat. Rambam says it's part of this sequence of negative consequences for Lashon Hara. We talked about it for stinginess, for Tzaraat Ayin, for Gasrut, for pride. That's what all these things are associated with Tzaraat. But these are more, they're character traits. They're not really sins per se. And it's more a matter of Musar than Halacha. That's something that you have to internalize not to do, not to think that way. And you can change character by punishing. I can stop you from doing something, but it's not going to be internalized. And that's something that I'm a pediatrician. I talk to parents all the time. If you want to change behavior, you can hit your kid and they'll stop doing it. But it's not going to change how they want to act for next time. You need your children, especially teenagers, to buy into the system. So for instance, I want to quit smoking. So one way of doing that is having some guy follow me around with a baseball bat. And every time I start smoking, he hits me over the head. But within a day, I'd quit. I wouldn't quit smoking. I would quit this program entirely because I don't want to be hit over the head by a baseball bat. It's a lot better if I can reward myself for not smoking. And then I want to be part of the program. And that this negative reinforcement, I'm being told I'm going to end in 10 minutes, that punishing for something only works long-term in terms of change of behavior if the person's stuck. You got a little kid who can't run away, you can spank them. By the time they get to be teenagers, you can't do that. They'll just lie to you and hide their behavior. Or if you put them in prison, I mean, it will stop the behavior, but it's not going to be internalized. And if it's all punishment, that what you're reinforcing is, don't go to the therapist, don't be part of this. In our point of view, with Tzaraat, Hashem is saying, okay, you need to reinforce go to the Kohen and get this diagnosed so you can learn how to be a better person. If it's all negative, it's all problems, then you're just going to hide it. The wallpaper over the Tzaraat in your walls, you'll bleach your clothes. You'll wear bandages on your on your skin. So Hashem is kind of giving us a lesson about how to give consequences to behavior, and that encouraging not so much. You don't want to encourage the behavior, you want to discourage the behavior, but encourage facing the consequences of that behavior. So Hashem is going to say, at least for that first step, here's the reward. You want to go to the Kohen, that's a good habit to get into. And then Hashem says, well, then you should learn what the right thing is. That's what the Kohen is there for, is to teach you that become a better person. If that doesn't work, the consequences will become worse and worse. But at least for the first steps, we need to keep some kind of positive side in that as well. So we don't have Tzaraat. I'm not going to make any connection to what we're going through right now. So you should always look for the positive in there, see how we can learn to be better people through all of this. But it's a useful way of learning to dealing with children as well. And with that, I'll say Shabbat Shalom. Yeah. Any questions or comments?
I had a question before. So, like, so you're trying to put together the two approaches and say that, like, that even though Tzaraat is primarily bad, the fact that, like, a person would find treasures is like a hidden reward to sort of help, like, reinforce and, like, guide help the person along the way.
Right.
But what I would say is just, like, it just... According to the Chazal, that it was a punishment. I mean, the punishment was specifically because of, like, Tzaraat Ayin. So it sounds interesting to kind of reward someone in the exact area where he failed. Like, it would sound like he was giving someone a cigarette for, like, being willing to quit smoking. So I don't know. Like, I would actually say
that's exactly how you. Yes, but I think that means it's a positive reinforcement that's going to work. I mean, ideally you were reinforced by being good people and feeling good, but if I stick to my diet, I'm going to have a donut as a reward. That's not okay. A terrible thing. At least limit it, right? That's the way we're starting that way.
Right. So, like,
I know that's what's going to reward me.
Okay, so give him, like, that extra treasure can sort of still, like, help him along the way and
right. shouldn't you're have still, to go to the still, Right. You're still, if you're stingy, then yes, you'll want this reward. So maybe the next time, I will still go to the Kohen every time this happens, and I will continue on. And eventually, I'll become, right, ideally less shallow. Rambam talks about that for teaching Torah, that we start out just giving kids candy for sitting and learning, and then give them money, and then eventually they will learn what's the intellectual side of it, and then they'll learn because it's Kadosh and it's Word of Hashem.
I'm just saying it's kind of ironic. I'm just saying it's kind of ironic because this is like specifically the era that he failed in. Yeah.
I'll give you. I say it's still useful. I still think it's valid.
Okay. All right. Shkoyach. That was a nice.
Thanks, Danny. Shkoyach.
Bye. Have a great Shabbos.
Great Shabbos.
Sunday morning for the Tanakh Shir. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Bye. Good Shabbos.
Bye.
Thank you.
What did he say?